didn't have to borrow much to get all everything incorporated in what you wanted to do.
Yeah, they did a really nice job there, you know, running the ball and moving the ball up the field and running some clock there and keeping us on the sideline. And, yeah, that sure can put you out of a rhythm a little bit. But, you know, I thought they did a great job today. You know, hats off to them. The way they played was really well. And ultimately, we didn't do enough to win.
What did it take for you to get going the way you did after that first quarter?
I don't know. Just settle in like we always do. I think it took a little bit longer than usual to settle in this week for whatever reason. They did a great job defensively. I think that's what them – mainly attribute it to is what Atlanta did defensively. And again, like I said, ultimately myself and all of us didn't do enough to win.
Anything you can point to that they did kind of take Todd Gurley away from you in the passing game?
I don't know. I think they got really athletic defensive players, really fast, really athletic linebackers, and I think that can tend to stop that a little bit.
Jerry, when you guys went to the locker room after scoring that quick 10 points, did you feel good about what was going to happen in the second half?
Yeah, we felt good. We felt real good. Had a little bit of momentum there and came in at halftime feeling good and still really felt good all the way until the very end. You know, we felt like we had a good chance and felt like we started moving the ball on them pretty well and our defense was playing pretty well and felt like we had a chance all the way to the end. But ultimately, you know, like I said, it wasn't enough.
Jared, you guys have had such success on special teams this year. How costly were those two penalties? Do you think that the two turnovers, do you think that affected kind of the offensive rhythm early in the year?
They've been so good for us all year. They've won so many games for us. I mean, you can go look throughout the whole season how many games those guys in particular Farrow have contributed to and put us in good field position. And, you know, the first one was a freak one, and the second one I know he'd like to have back. But, you know, he's a Pro Bowl returner and has done such a great job this year. You know, we wouldn't want anyone back there.
Jared, after the game, Sean talked about how he feels like this game wasn't too big for our players. You know, maybe some people would point to playoff inexperience. Do you feel like that showed up today?
No, I don't think so. I think they played better than we did. You know, playoff inexperience, I don't really understand what that means. I think, you know, each game's the same. You know, this one has a little bit more meaning to it, of course. But we did not play well. And if we played like this 2 weeks ago against the same team, we would have lost as well. So, you know, ultimately we'd like to have a lot of the stuff today back. And like I said, again, hats off to the Falcons. They played great every facet of the game. They had a good plan for us and executed it, and, you know, we didn't do enough.
How difficult was the footing out there for a lot of players?
Yeah, a little slick, but that's part of the plan here.
Is it tough right now to kind of put all this in perspective? I mean, this is a hell of a year that you guys just had. Is that tough to think about that right now?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, we're, you know, wanted to go out here and didn't want this to end tonight at all. We got such a special group of dudes in there, and coaches and everybody, it's such a special group, and you know, you don't want it to end this early by any means, and so it's tough right now. But, you know, I think we have a good, strong core group that we've built this year, and expect, you know, we talked about after the game, you know, Alec talked to us all about after the game, you know, be ready to work and be ready to come back stronger next year.
How excited does that make you, Jared, about maybe what the future can hold for you guys?
Yeah, definitely excited. Like I said, I think we have a good strong core and good people and good players and good coaches. And sure, it's exciting to look forward, but right now it's tough to sit here and say that, you know, directly after this game. You know, we didn't want it to end this quickly this year. We felt like we had a good enough team to go as far as we'd want to. And again, like I said, it just unfortunately wasn't enough.
How frustrating was it not to be on the field as much? For instance, in the fourth quarter at one point, I noted that they had the ball. Atlanta had the ball 31 minutes, and you guys only had it 14 minutes.
Yeah, like I said, that I'm sure that was part of their plan, and they were running the ball well, and they kept doing it. And you know, when you have an offense like we've, you know, been able to do this year and lead the league in scoring, you know, teams will tend to do that, and they did that and successfully did it today, and did a really good job of it. And like I said, they played really well and deserved to win today.
Is there anything in particular you feel like you can gain out of this experience?
Yeah, I think, you know, going back to, you know, like what you were saying, it is a big game, and getting some big game experience is always great. And like I said, I think earlier in the week, we've had some big game experience, and the more you can get, the better.
What do you think about the atmosphere of the Coliseum tonight? It seems like the crowd...
Well, it was going. It was going. I think, you know, it's very good to see coming from, you know, when I first got here last year and all the way up until now. And, you know, I'm very happy and bittersweet for the fans, because I know, you know, today was a special day for them. We didn't get it done and wanted to for them. And, it was rocking today, and then we wanted to get it done for the fans, and ultimately we didn't. But you know, we're glad they came out in full force today.
What's the one thing you take away from this game, like a learning experience, or just, you know, how to deal with the playoff game or anything like that?
Yeah, I think all that. I think, you know, we are young, and you know, every time you can get in a big game, like I said, it's all experience added, and for everybody. I mean, everybody in the organization, it's all experience added. And, you know, we look to come back even stronger next year, and hopefully, you know, it sucks that we're going to have to take some time off now, but whenever that time does come to get back to work, I think we'll be ready to go.
All right, cool.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.